Wednesday, Shir Samachay.
We mentioned yesterday there's two tochim in learning the sugya. Rashi is my meat. That Ravuna came to answer Kushya de Abaye. Ravuna came to answer Kushya de Abaye. The Gemara and Avzayin, Abaye has a stiras of psukim. Rome le Abaye le Roved, Avzayin umud Alef. In one posuk it says, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karma Yeshalev. In one posuk state, Kesef Yoshiv le Beolov. אפילו שווה כסף, אפילו סובין לרבי שווה כסף, ואפילו סובין. So מצד אחד שתי דמיתה, ומצד שתי נשתי, then you could give שווה כסף, ואפילו סובין. This is בעצם the Gemara's question in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara answered in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Rav Huna Bar Ida Bar Yeshua ורפופה answered, כל מי למיתה. דהיינו, פשט, the way we're learning the sugya, שזוג על המסקונת. That the Gemara and the Kasha understands in Zayin Amud Aleph that the Yisoid of Meitav is to give something good. The Gedder of the Mechayev of Meitav is to give good. This is the Mechayev of Meitav. To give him good. To pay something good. This is the Mechayev of Meitav. The minute the Gemara understands, okay, a good karka is Meitav. But to give Subin is Nishken Meitav. Give Shavu Kesef, it's Nishken Meita. Answers the Gemara, Kol Mila Meita. What is the answer, Kol Mila Meita? The answer, Kol Mila Meita, is answering, you're wrong. The Din of Meita is not to give something good. The Din of Meita is to get him closer to money. To give him a good karka that it's easy to sell. Metaltalim is alamol closer to sell. Metaltalim is alamol ilim, misdaben ochem, misdaben osom. So metaltalim, everything is considered metav. The mele, you could give metaltalim. So the Maksha understood that metav means something good. And the mele, he has to steer it. Shtet the Torah, you have to give something good. On mitzad sheini, shtet in the Torah, that you could give a filo shove kesef. This was the steer of the Gemara. Mitzad sheini, shtet a filo shove kesef. And the Gemara is answering, Meitav does not mean something good. They say that Meitav means something that could get him quicker to money. He has to replace his hezek. The Meile Metaldalim has also considered Kol Mila Meitav. This was the answer of the Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Huna came to answer a different terms. O Kesef or Meitav. Zog Rav Huna, the Kasha is not a Kasha, the way Rashi is Maimi the terms. Why it's not a Kasha? Call me the Yoshim le Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Subi. Not that this is considered Meitav. It's two tracks. It's two Mahalachim how to go. It's a Mahalach that is called Karka, and it's a Mahalach that you pay with Kesef. When you pay with Kesef, you don't have to be Meitav, and the Karka is a Din Meitav. Karka is not the Shlumi Kesef, because it's hard to sell it. But it's a new parsha that you could sell. You could give Karka, and there the Torah said to give something good. In the parsha of Karka, the Torah said to give something good. In the parsha of Karka, but in Tashlumei Kesef is bichlal no din to give something good. And b'meile, be'etzem shavu kesef ke kesef. B'meile, you could give even shavu kesef. I'm not trying to be good. In the Zion, we learn the meitav is to be something good. The answer is meitav is not to be something good. They say that meitav is to try to make money. And call mila meitav, everything is considered like meitav. Avuna says no, bekarka is a parsha of meitav, and kesef is another parsha of tashlumim. And the parsha of tashlumim of kesef, you don't need to give something good; you just give kesef. The meile shavu kesef is kesef. This is the tenets of the Gemara Alibe de Rashi. Then the Gemara asked a new kasha. I hear. Aber Ravuna said, O kesef ameitav. Mashma, you have to give the kesef lekatchile. Why you can't give shav kesef lekatchile? Ari Yoshev says shav kesef ki kesef. And this is the answer, that is a din, einich nami shav kesef is like kesef, but it's not mamish like kesef. So lekatchile, you have to give kesef, and you don't have kesef, you have to give, you could give shav kesef. If you go on the track of kesef, lekatchile you give kesef, and if not, you give shav kesef. This was Rashi's mismedrash. Taisus mismedrash was the same thing. Tchilas advori. Tav Zayin, we taught that made of something good for the Gemara. So how you could give for shav kesef? And the Gemara called mila meitav. Meitav is not something good. Meitav is something that is closer to money. The mele called mila meitav goes in. Called mila meitav goes in the parsha. Called mila meitav. You could give everything. Called mila meitav. Ravuna comes as a different terrace. No. Not called mila meitav. The yisoid of meitav is not to get money. The yisoid of meitav is good. Meitav is good and kesef is good. Shav kesef taki is not so good. So what is the sting on the psuki? The pasuk means if you don't have kesef, you don't have karka, you give shav kesef. So the zayin of mudbeis learns that meitav is not something good, it's closer to money. Mele kol mila is closer to money. And the avuna holds the yisoid of meitav is taki something good. Instead of made of a stack is something good, karka is good, kesef is good, and shal militaki are not good. So why you could give them? But the last way. This is given susa de shmeise, what we were mimed yesterday. We'll go today to the second chelik of the sugya. It's leichter. It's klarer. Avada, the lumdus is the same lumdus. It's even behelem, amodas advol. We'll start with the Maharam Shif's kasha. Maharam Shif asks a starke kasha. Zog the Maharam Shif. Rashi asked the kasha. If Rav Huna's teretz, is a teretz on Rav Popa's kasha, on Abaye's kasha, stiras a psukim. Abaye said, one pasuk says meitav, one pasuk says Shove kesef, stira sapsukim. So the Gemara answered of Zion, the son of Meitav is not something good, is to get money. Kol Mile could get you very close to money. This was the sugya of Zion. Ravuna has a new teretz. Rashi is ma'alaf, Teis is ma'alaf, or kesef or Meitav. Why Ravuna is not in the Zion Amud Beis? So Rashi, we just finished the sugya. We said the kasha, we said the teretz. We're busy claiming pshat, mishaloyim shomim, mishaloyim shomim. We finished the whole sugya, and we came to Ravuna. This is Rashi. Freg de Maram Shif, loy ho'il klum. So bichlam nishkin teretz. Ari the order of the Gemara and of Zayin is, Abaye asked Rove Akashe, Rav Popa said the teretz, stick, before, after the two dots, stick Ravuna right away. Then start to declare, mishaloyim shomim, mishaloyim shomim. Ari Rome le Abaye le Rove. And he answered him, call me le meitav. Ravuna amar, oh kesef, oh meitav. And then say, b'shaloi le memshamim. What are you answering me? The Gemara was busy, b'shaloi le memshamim, b'shaloi le memshamim. Ari Seder Advorim is Abayis Kashe, Rapopo v'Ravuna Rav Yishu as Teretz, stick the Teretz of Ravuna, and then start the Shaila, b'shaloi le memshamim. What kind of answer it is, the Gemara just had to finish to catch up. To catch up what? B'shaloi le memshamim, b'shaloi le memshamim. What do you mean you had to catch that up? As if I did Maram Shif, loy hoil klum. We mentioned already, and the answer is, this is the first of all, the answer is, Zog the Chidush Arim, Yam Sheshleim Nesim and Yud Beis in the Stipler, a posh the Tevitz. Hu Asher Dibarnu. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, we taught that Meitav means something good. Give him a nice piece. If I did Gemara, I could give him Surim, you told me to give him a nice piece. I'm not trying to give him something nice. I'm not trying to give him something bekovedik. I'm not trying to give him a nice portion. What I'm trying to do is something else. I'm trying to give him something that will get him close to get money. And Subim also could get him close to get money. Meitav doesn't mean something good, doesn't mean a nice piece. means something that is non-tel to money. Something that is non-tel to money. Trying to give him something that is non-tel to money. This is the Gemara. After the Gemara said that Meitav doesn't mean a nice piece. Meitav means nentel to geld, closer to get money. Clears the Gemara, Abrazei, b'sheloyim shomim b'sheloyim shomim. I will explain. The Pashtus is b'sheloyim shomim. Meitav sodei hu, u'meitav karmoi. The Gemara says, yeah, we'll answer, Meitav sodei hu, Meitav sodei hu, u'meitav karmoi. Why we had to start to think maybe b'sheloyim shomim? If I have to give a nice piece, I give what I have nice. If I'm rich, if I'm poor, and well, if you what I have, I give my nice. But if the vote is to make money, give him something that is easy to make money. So b'shalaylam I'm shamin. Doesn't make a difference what he has. You give him a few what is easy in the market to sell. This is the reason the Gemara started to declare b'shalaylam I'm shamin, b'shalaylam shamin. The mele. Rav Huna comes back and says, Meitav means something good. And Kesef is a different track. Or Meitav is something good. Shavu Kesef is only b'di'evet. But the suffix of the Gemara, Zod Kedush Harim Yam Shishleime, is only a hemshech to the Chiddush of Rav Papa and Rav Huna and Rabbi Yeshua, that kol mile Meitav, Meitav is not something good. It's easy. What can I explain to them? I'm going to talk about the Vikuach. Yeah?
Doesn't answer. He's
adding again. No, he's not asking here.
He's not asking. Rashi doesn't argue on Rashi.
Rashi is allowed to say that the Gemara has an order. He's asking why it's an order. And we answer, it has an order. Rashi says that you're allowed to separate it. He's not asking. I'm answering. Listen. He's asking that there's no order. Because that suffix doesn't belong there. The answer is he belongs there. So it's an order. This is the thing, it's an order.
The suffix is better than Rabbanan.
What? Yeah, I'm asking, but the suffix only became... What? I heard that. The suffix only became after that Meitav means geld. So it's a tzad b'shaloi lo memshomim. Before that we never had a tzad b'shaloi lo memshomim. Ari de loshen is b'shaloi memshomim. Meitav sadei u meitav karmoi. The suffix is given giboit. The suffix was... Vail, we said Rav Papa and Rav Huna and Rabbi Yeshua. B'meila we had a suffix. So Vail to the Yam Shishleime and the Chiddushei Arim and the Stipler say that lefi that all of the sugya before that a person could say Bois Ziburis Kvei Purte that the Rosh explained Chaviv Olai. This is my Yiddish. Is the Maskone doesn't stay because we're not speaking what is Chaviv to you. What you want is going to sell. The whole sugya before is it's somuch l'sdoisai. I want it. It's closer to me. I want a better portion. All of that belongs. If I get a good piece, by me, this is a good piece. Zibur is tvei porta. It's near my sada. But if you learn pshat that the idea is to make money out of it, so there's no reason to write it out. So this is the terrors of the Marav Shif. This is the yisoid of chiddush harim. Says the shlichut deire yam sheshleim nesimen yud beis and the stipler. We'll go to the next vote. The Nebuki Yosef brings down B'Shem the Ramah. The Nebuki Yosef is B'Dapi and Nebuki Yosef and Dav Zayin. I mean, it's in Dapi Hashas, it's Gimel Amudalef and Oiz Vehodo. The old Gemara, it's Beis Amud Beis. But I mean, Legabe the Sugya, he's right in Zayin Amud Beis. Miyad when the Sugya starts, Meitav, and Rapopa says, Kol Mile Meitav, the Elohim is Dab and Hochem is Dab and also. Zog the Nebuki Yosef la aloche, the order goes like this. If a guy has money, he has to pay money. After that, you take metaltelim. After that, you go to Karka. Karka is the last choice. He says it in two pieces. When he starts in Amud Aleph, he says, money or Karka, you take money. And then the end of the shtickle he says, "V'chei nire." The Eastern metaltele v'are elay motzirayv le'are. The metaltele adife. Why? Because it's easier to make money out of it. Like it's muchach in the gemara. So the order is money, metaltelim, and karka. Because the whole idea of meitav is be'etzem to get him to money. So if he has money, you collect money. If he doesn't have money, you collect metaltalim. Take metaltalim. And if he doesn't have metaltalim, then you collect karka. Then you collect karka. Then you collect karka. He has an interesting raya. He says, the Gemara says, the guy be mashko, and you stand outside, and the guy takes out the mashko, right? He says, woman, he stands outside. Outside of what? Outside of what he stands? He has a house. Why don't take the house before the mashke? Why is that? I'm saying the raya for the Nemukhi Yosef. Look inside. We'll get.
The next piece says it.
What?
The next piece says it.
I'm saying again. The Gemara is medamet to the Baal Choy. As I zokta. What?
How do you know you're quick to get money by
metaltalim? Because you could sell it in every place. It's a small.
The Gemara never said it's a small.
The Rukh Yosef. Kesef, metaltalim, mon, karka. This is the shit that's on the Rukh Yosef. It's easier to get money out of kesef. So the halacha is when you have to pay, you first have to pay if you have money, then they collect metaltalim, and then they collect karka. This is the shittas on the Mekir Yosef. Like shittas on the Mekir Yosef, it's brought down the Rashash is Medayek Rashi and Gittin, at least they got in the first chalek. Rashi and Memchesa Mudbe is Min Haidis, Shim Ein Le Moyes, Veroitze Lifroi Aloi Karka Beshume, Tzorch Liten Le Mikarka Oysov Meuloi Shaloi. Mashma from Rashi, that if he has Moes, he cannot pay Karka. I said, the first Chiddush of the Nemukhi Yosef. Now the Nemukhi Yosef says, Val the Gemara says that Metaltalim are better from Karka, so if money is before Metaltalim is before Karka. This is the Nemukhi Yosef's Cheshbon. You're right, Rashi doesn't speak about the second Cheshbon. Rashi and Memtesa Mudalam, the first Rashi, ואומר, אין לי מויס לפרויע, ייתן קרקע בדמי מויס. שתית, מויס, and then קרקע. Again, מגייס הוא said, מויס, מטלטלים וקרקע. גלט. רשי speaks about money and קרקע, זאת רשי, you only collect קרקע if you don't have money. In the Rambam, it's also משמע כמעט like that. The Rambam perikhes aloche yud. Kshebezdi niskokim ligvois hanizek menichse hamazik goivim la metaltalim tchilo. Im lo yole metaltalim klal o shelo yole metaltalim kenegid kol hanizek goivim ashar min hakarka min hayofesh menichse hamazik. Kol zman shimotsu metaltalim afilu subim ein niskokim lekarka. When it's metaltalim you don't collect karka. So it's a machlekes achroinim hartu lo in the Rambam. The Shach and the Bessi Yosef learned the Rambam exactly like the Nemukhi Yosef. Kesef, Metaltalim, Vikarka. Shalom, why the Rambam didn't say Kesef, Metaltalim, Vikarka? Some say the Rambam learned Kesef, Metaltalim, and Mamash the same. So it's Kesef, Metaltalim, or the Karka. And some say, we call Mekoyim, but he's learning the Yisoid is Kesef, Metaltalim, Karka. Or you learn that Kesef Metaltalim Hashove. But the Yesod is that first I have to pay with money. If I don't have money, I go to the Gvi of the Karka. I go to the Gvi of the Karka. If I don't have money, I go to the Gvi of the Karka. But if I have money, I have to start with the Gvi of the money. So Shitas, the Bach learns Nishtazeh. The Bach and the Sma learn in the Rambam. And the Vandit, the Rambam, everything is equal. If I want, I could give karka. If I want, I could give metaltalim. I could give money. The Rambam only meant to say, basically, when the guy is not around, don't take his karka, take his metaltalim. Because most people like to leave the karka by themselves. When it's your own field, you don't want people to take it from you. So, anansadi, while it's both the same, you could collect the metaltalim and don't collect the karka. Not the guy cannot give it.
Much like that. Hello?
The smaller is like, this is to see the smile side, the shachin side. Everyone brings rights. This is too much. But we'll take our place in Yosef and Shach, and we'll learn that the Lulim and the Asa Rambam, Kesef, Metaltelim, Vekarka. Or at least Metaltelim, Vekarka. Mikol Mokim, we have Shita Sarama, Kesef, Metaltelim, Karka. Rashi, Kesef, and then Karka. Rambam, Metaltelim, Vekesef, and then Karka. Frek de Rashash, Stiren Rashi. Rashi and Daftes state that you could do what you want. Again, Rashi and Gittin state klar. What state in Rashi and Gittin? First, money, and then you take karka. The guy wants money. You broke his window. Pay him with money. If he doesn't have money, I collect the karka. But he has the right to ask for money. The Rambam is mefurish hazeh. The Rambam is mefurish hazeh. You're not entitled to money, but you can ask before karka. Und also ich hätte in Rashi twice in Gittin. Frag der Rashash, in Rashi bei uns in Daftes steht nicht das ein. Where is the Rashi? The next line of the Gemara. Oma Rav Asi, Ksofim areyem ke karka. Money is like karka. Zog die Gemara le mai hilchese. Ilem ele inyan meitav haidu der Ravune. Zog Rashi. Haidu der Ravune le inyan meitav. Afilu im yesh lo indis, Mesalek bekesef iboi. If he wants, he gives money. If he wants, he gives karka. Ksofim areyem ke karka. Iko. Zok Rashi. Ksofim areyem ke karka. If he wants, he gives money. If he wants, he gives karka. Hold on. If he wants, he gives money. If he wants, he gives karka. We'll get to that. I'm saying over Rashash. Frag the Rashash Astire from Rashi and Gittin to Rashi and Bobby Kamen. I will get. Lama! Zoho Vishom of Diborah on them. We'll get to that. Lama! And my game is I was beside the Rashi. Mr. Mai, I know the Rashi, yeah? We'll get to that. Let me mind with what's the shit as rash. Let me mind with what's the shit as rash. So we have a stira. So b'meila, we have a stira. Rashi and Gittin state, in ein loy kesef, you give karka. Like shit as a rama. Kesef metaltelim karka. Twice in Rashi and Gittin. Rambam. Kesef, Taltelim, and then Karka. And Rashi Bayos state, Ksofim areyem ke Karka. Stop, the Losh Nagmor already. Ile mehainu de Ravune. So it Rashi that he could do what he wants. Rashash bleibt zorichir. Zog de Welt, and we said it already a couple of times, but now it's a sikum of the Sugyas. The Kasha doesn't start. Niflo b'yoyser. Ali be de Ravune bare de Rav Yeshua ve Rav Pope. They hold kol mile meitav. What is the purpose of meitav lefi Rav Pope? What is the purpose of meitav lefi Rav Pope? Kol mile meitav. Why everything is meitav? Because you could sell it. So what is the purpose of meitav? To get money. So if the purpose is to get money, the first thing that you have to give the guy is money. So Rashi and Gittin, money. If there's no money, you give karka. But the first thing that you do, you give money. Masha'en can hear Daftes is Ravune. Ravune holds Meitav is not to get money. Meitav is Meitav. Kesef is a different parsha. So it's not easy to give money more from Karka. It's two tracks. Ksofim areim ke Karka. You want to go to the right side, go to the right side. You want to go to the left, go to the left. I say something to Magid Mishneh. Why the Rambam said Metatulim is before Karka? Zog to Magid Mishneh. Uposak Rabbeinu ke Rappove ve Ravune barei de Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Muki Yosef is going Ali b'Rav Pope v'Rav Unu b'Rav Yeshua. This is the Aleph base.
I'm a Salik because.
Huh?
I'm a Salik because.
Where?
You don't
know,
Rashi.
We'll get to the Rav Unu. But he says Iboy, if he wants. Takel, it's Mashma Karka is even better. Karka is the real Meitav. This is what Rashash says. Karka is the real Meitav. If you want, you can also be Salik Bezoze.
So we have a klorish answer divided. We have this time, Modas HaSugi. We have the Sugi of Rav Huna and Rav Popper and Rav Yeshua of Zion. Like this type of Yom Sheshleim and Omolabados. They learn in Pshat and Meitav. The purpose is to get money. The Meile, they hold, call me Meitav. Fuck out. From a sweater, I can make easier money from a karka. To sell a piece of property is very hard. You have to find someone that wants it. The sweater, if you don't sell it on this street, you go to another street. You knock at someone else's door, you can sell it. It's leichter, it's gicher to make money out of it. Call me Meitav. Ah, this is the purpose of Meitav. So everything is to get to the money. And the money is the money. So it's a chiddush. So what money is money? Who said I have to try to help you? So this is what the Rishayim understood. So Avada, I have to give you money like Atchila. The purpose is to give you money like Atchila. The purpose is to give you money like Atchila. Masha'engen Ravuna holds, Meitav is not shaykh is the money. Stam a festa piece. What is Kesef? Under the track. So it's two Mahalchim in the Teir. Kesef or Meitav? Ech shata rotze. If it's Kesef or Meitav, ech shata rotze. So it's Rashi, either. Now, in this shlav, we will ask right away, so why Rashi in the Mishneh also says that you could do what you want? If he wants, mashma that he could give him money also, he could give him shavah kesef also. If he wants, he could give him karka. Mashma from Rashi, it's up to him. So we could answer, Rashi holds halacha k'ravuna. We could answer, Rashi holds halacha k'ravuna. I'm talking about Zotera, we'll leave it now, I'm talking about Zotera. Rashi holds halacha k'ravuna. This is the way to answer the pashtus. Daf Beis and Daf Tes is Ravuna. Rashi is masked with the Mishnah like Ravuna. Lefi Ravuna it's either. Lefi Rav Papa, Barayin Rabbi Yishua, Ravuna, Barayin Rabbi Yishua, money is before. Oh, so then the only problem will be now, so why in Gittin he decided to explain the sugya like Ravuna and Rav Papa and Rabbi Yeshua? We'll answer it soon very easily. So the about this is the way we're learning. We're learning that in Daf Tes is Ravuna, it's either. The Mishnah is Ravuna, other. And Gittin Rashi is going like the Rishoni Paschal, like Rav Papa, that Ravuna and Rabbi Yeshua, that kol mila meitav, the less leocher, mizdami moke macher. But maybe the purpose of meitav is not a good piece, not a gute. No, the pshat is closer to money, gicher to money, glatter to get money. But maybe money is first. Money is the aleph base. Then metaltalim, and then karaka. And Rashi is mindy the sugye. And Gittin, alim in the Rav Papa. This is a shtikul doicha. Why? Everyone only have. Without the Mishnah, without the halachic Rav Pope, he's masked with the sugi and getting like Rav Pope, but else he's stuck with Ravuna, so he's masked with Ravuna. But if we're going in the Mishnah that he was also masked with Ravuna, so then we have a ore. Why in Gittin he decided to explain like Rav Pope and Ravuna Barayin Rabbi Yeshua? This is the second chelik. Let me get to the third chelik of the sugi. It's a thesis and the Vov Amud Beis. And then the Truma Sakri says the same shtickle. The Gemara says, "Lefi Rabbi Akiva, b'demazik shaminen. Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, b'denizek shaminen." So you could have two cases. The mazik has a very festa yidis, and the nizik doesn't have such a festa piece. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, the mazik has to give his festa piece, and Lefi Rabbi Akiva, Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, he doesn't have to give the mazik. You give made of the nizak. But what would be if the case is the opposite? The mazik's idis is a ziburis the nizak. The mazik's idis is the lowest of the nizak. So lefi Rabbi Akiva, you give the meitav of the mazik. But lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, the nizak has much more. So the case, but there's nothing what to do. The nizak is not mechuyev to go to buy a karka. To give him a better piece of karka. But if the Nizak has money, so Lefi Rabbi Akiva, he could give him the mate of the Mazik. Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, you will have to give him money. Lamas and Tesis inside. Look in Vav Amud Beis. Tesis by Master Kegoy. Vav Amud Beis, Tesis by Master Kegoy. The Afulu Lamanoma Beshaloyim Shomim. Have a motzi lemeimah. Four lines in the end of Tesis.
Vavamud Beis. The last Elamazik Yid is the Nizik. The Lamanda Omar, Kesef or Meitav, Yeshalem Kesef or Rabbi Shmuel, Vele Rabaki Velo Yeshalem Elo Meitav Shalom. Ah, what is the case? What is the case? The Meitav of the Mazik is like Zibur is the Nizak. So, the Meitav of the Mazik is the Zibur is of the Nizak. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you give Meitav of the Mazik. But Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, you can't give Meitav of the Mazik. So what do you give Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel? What do you give Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel? What? No, what do you give Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel? Kesef. Frank the Truma Zakri, the guy has money. So why Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you can give a karka? We said money comes before a karka. How Teisva says that we speak in the case that the meitav of the mazik is like zibur is the nizak. So lefi Rabbi Akiva you give meitav, and lefi Rabbi Yishmoel you will give money. And here Rabbi Yechatim said that Rabbi Yishmoel is a chumre. Frank the Truma Sakri Simen Tov Yutes Sifkot Nalef. If this guy has money, so even lefi Rabbi Akiva money is before karka. Money is before karka. If money is before karka, so give money. This is one kasha of the Truma Sakri. The answer is Zog the Truma Sakri. The whole Rishonim is Alim and Ravuna and Rapapa and Rapapa and Yeshua. But Alim and Ravuna, you don't have to give money when you have money. You could give karka. The main thesis is going Alim and Ravune. A minute, laugh. After we know the shtickles, when you see the thesis, it comes out right away. Zog the Truma Sakri, I have a better raya than it's Emes Lamito. Why thesis is only saying Nafkamine, that Lefi Rabbi Akiva you will give the karka, and Rabbi Shmuel, Lefi Ravune you will give kesef. Why Taisa doesn't say that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Papa, you could give metal, you have to give metalim? Why Taisa jump to Ravune? Rabbi don't pass him like Ravune. He passes like a Papa or Rabbi Yeshua. Taisa said by us. Why Taisa is mentioning Ravune? Why Taisa doesn't say when Afkemine, she made of the mazik is ibur is the nizak, the Rabbi Kiva yit in karka, the Ravune and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papa yit in metalim like kesef. The teretzes of the Truma Sakri. Lefi Rabbi Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua, you have to give money. You have to give metaltalim. So even if you have a kid, you can't give the mate of the mazik. You will have to give metaltalim. Taisus is medavka speaking a little bit of Ravuna. So again, I'll remind you the two kashas that we have here. We have two eores b'pshat and Taisus. Two eores b'pshat and Taisus. Taisus wants to say against the Gemara. The Gemara said that normally the case Rabbi Akiva is the machmir, Rabbi Shmuel is the maker. Why? The mazik has a fester field, the nizik has a shvacher field. Fi Rabbi Akiva mazik gives his fester field. Fi Rabbi Shmuel, the mazik doesn't have to give his fester field. He takes a very shvacher piece that is equal to the meitav of the nizik and he gives it to him. So Tei says, I could draw a case fakert. The meitav of the mazik is very low and the nizik is very high. So Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you give the meitav of the mazik. I, Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, has nothing more to do. I'm not mechuyev to buy a meitav to give you. I'm not mechuyev to buy a meitav to give you, Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel. So what could be the echetim to the Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel? Also Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, the mazik could give his best. L'mayin afkemineh. This was the kasha. Zog Taisus could be an afkemine. I can find a echetimtze. The meitav of the mazik is kizibur is the nizak. Lefi Rabbi Akiva you give the meitav, and lefi Rabbi Shmuel alib the ravune kesef or meitav. You will have to give kesef because you don't have a meitav, so you have to give a kesef. So the mazik will have to pay him with money. So the kasha was if he has money, lefi Rabbi Akiva you also have to give money. If he has money, you have to give money. One kash. Second kash, why Taisus is mentioning Ravune? Why Taisus is not stalling the kash? Alim and Rapapa Baril Rabbi Yeshua and Ravune. Rapapa Baril Rabbi Yeshua. The same kashman. Alim and Rabbi Akiva, you give karka. Alim and Rabbi Shmuel, you give metaltalim or kesef. Zog the Truma Sakri, Simen Tov Yutes, Yiv Kot Nalev. Says the same shtick of Dei Alev. He says, Lefi Ravune es Kesef o Meitav. Even if I have money, I could give Meitav. Only Alime de Rapope, Ravune Rav Yeshua, that Kol Mile Meitav, that the purpose is to get the money, gleich the geld. If the purpose is to get right the geld, then money is first. So then you're right. If this guy has money, Salifi Rabbi Shmuel, Salifi Rabbi Akiva will have to give money. Tezus was bedavke speaking alibi de Ravune, that Ravune holds kesef o meitav. The meile zok Tezus that alibi de Ravune will be enough kemina because you could give either one. Alibi de Rabbi Akiva you will give meitav the mazik, and alibi Rabbi Shmuel you will give money. So it comes out, this is the tale of the Truma Sakri, Simen Tov Yutes. So now I want one little piece for the Mevinim, the one that I'm holding up. And then we'll go weiter gleich. So it comes out, the Maisa, the Gemara and the Vav did not say this Nefkemina of Tesis. Tesis said the Gemara could have said it. The Maisa, the Gemara did not say it in the Vav. Why the Gemara didn't say it in the Vav? Because the Gemara was not going to Firavune. The Gemara was going to Fihu, Fira Papa, so you can't say it. If you hold like Ravuna, Taisa says, I could say an Efkemine. But if you hold like Rapope, it's not Efkemine, because if the Meitav of the Mazik is like Zibur is the Mizak, so if he doesn't have money, so if you Kula you give the Meitav. And if he has money, if he has money, you have to give money. Only Alibe de Ravuna, you have an Efkemine. Alright? But Alibe de Rapope, Rabbi Yeshua, you don't have an Efkemine. You don't have enough kibbutz alim in the Pope of Rabbi Yeshua. Zog the Nachal Shloim. So if the Gemara is alim in the Pope, the Gemara in Gittin is a copy of this Gemara. It's word by word the sugya from the Vav. So this is the reason Rashi and Gittin had to explain the sugya like Rabbi Pope and not like Ravune. We answered that Rashi in the Mishnah is Ravune, the Ftes is Ravune. We asked why in Gittin is going to fear Rabbi Pope. Because the Cheshman, the Sugid of Gittin, has to go, Alibe de Rapope. This is the Cheshman of the Nachal Shloim. What? The Cheshman, because not as a Kasha. Why the Gemara said, if an Efkemine? Now, let me again, one more drop back to our Gemara. Back to our Gemara. Ravune Omar o Kesef o Meitav. Eisver Rav Nachman le Ravune Yoshim le Rabesho ve Kesef ve Afilu Subi. Hoche be Mayaskinen be de Lesley. I de Lesley pshite. Mar de Sey me Amrine le Izir Trach Zobin ve Eisver le Kesef ko Mashmalo. So the Gemara had us al Kedai Toch that we tell him even if he doesn't have meitav and he doesn't have money and he only has metaltalim, zil trach ve'aisi. Komash malon, he doesn't have to zil trach ve'aisi. Was a salkedai dog that we tell him zil trach ve'aisi. The Gemara has a salkedai dog that we tell him zil trach ve'aisi. So what the Gemara say? Kesef or meitav. I is a aloche Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesef ve Afilu Subin. Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesef ve Afilu Subin. The answer is the aloche of Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesef ve Afilu Subin is when he doesn't have. When he doesn't have Meitav, when he doesn't have Kesef, the Chiddush is Yoshiv le Rabbi Shove Kesef ve Afilu Subin. Fighting more a pshita. If the person doesn't have, for sure, he could give subim. Salkedai toch no, he has to sell it and go and make money out of it. Kamash malon, he doesn't have to. Why was the salkedai toch that he will have to go and sell it and make money out of it? Why was such a salkedai toch? Salkedai toch, he would have to sell it and go to make meitav out of it. Kamash malon, that he doesn't have to do that. I would think Kesef on Meitav, and if he doesn't have it, he has to go and sell it. What? So there's two drochim out to learn the Gemara. The Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem de Marikatz says, what all of you are saying, Salkedaitoch, the Din Meitav is Mechayev me, to try to get meitav. Kamash malon, I don't have to try to get it. When you come to collect, you collect it. But you don't have a right to force me that I have to go to get it. Sal kedai toch, so this will be the few tesis. Meitav is really kesef or meitav. I would think that meitav is mechayev me to go fakvetched and to try to organize meitav. So, no, I'm not mechayev to try to get meitav. If I have meitav, I give it. As I zog the marikats. So again, we're learning like tesis. What is meitav? Other meitav, other money. The rest is bediyevet. Something most, why you could give it? If I don't have nothing else, I could give it. Pshita. I would think that the meitav is mechayev me to try to make meitav. Kamash malot? Nay, I'm not mechayev to try to make meitav. Lefi Rashi, I'm bichlal not trying to give meitav. Meitav is when I give karka. When I'm going the track of kesef, it's a different parsha. Why was the salkedaita that I have to try to get money? Was the salkedaita that shove kesef is not kesef? And you really have to make, really money. Kamash malon, I'm not mechuyev to make really money. So again, lefi the marit katz and the way Tesis is learning the sugya was a salkedai toch. What is meitav lefi ravune? Other karka, other money. Rest is not meitav. What is the answer on the stir of the pasuk? If I don't have nothing else, I could give it. Zod mo pshit. If I don't have nothing else, I could give it. Now the same way, you have to try to make meitav. That meitav will be mechayev me to try to make it to become meitav. Kamash malon. Kamash malon. That I'm not mechuyev to try to make meitav. Was the salkedaito that I'm mechuyev to try to make meitav? Kamash malon. I'm not mechuyev to try to make meitav. Lefi Rashi, I'm not trying to make meitav bichlal. Kesef is not din meitav. So Lefi Rashi, we're learning more different from the Marikatz. Salkedaito, you can give all meitav or kesef. Now, shove kesef is ke kesef. Shove kesef is ke kesef. But I would think that shove kesef is only b'dieved like kesef. You like atchila have to try to make mamish kesef. Kamash malon, you not mechuyev mamish to make kesef. Kamnochem said, lo shne gemor is b'duik like Rashi. Ma'od the same, I'm going to zil trach zobin v'aisi like kesef. Why kesef? Lefi Marikatz, ve'aisi le'meitav. Why the Gemara said the word kesef? Is that a real kasha? No, to ask such a kasha. You're allowed to bring it on Zaray. To ask such a kasha is treif. Why is treif? Because the ma'isa, how you buy a karka? He will sell in the talent, he will get money. When he has money, he's allowed to give the money also. Zin's zobin, chalipin. It's not a kasha, but it's gishmakir lefi Rashi. So when we learn this Gemara, if someone will ask you, you have an offer in a Gemara that you're not mechuyev to sell to get meitav, or you don't have an offer in a Gemara? You have an offer in a Gemara, you have an offer in a Gemara. Then I'm not mechuyev to try to get meitav if I don't have it. But lefi Rashi, I don't have such an offer in a Gemara, right? So if someone asks you, in Masechtet, but become it, Shani, you have a raya offer in a Gemara that I'm not mechuyev to be terech to get meitav or not? Lefi Tesis, I have an offer in a Gemara? Yeah, sal kedai toch, I'm mechuyev to be terech to get meitav. Kamash malon, but I'm not mechuyev to be terech to get meitav. Lefi Rashi is no gemore. Maskim or not? Why? Lefi Rashi, the gemore doesn't mean to say that. It's two parshas, it's meitav and it's kesef. When I'm going with the track of kesef, but Lu Yitzuya, I'll tell you, Lu Yitzuya, I don't have no money, only karka. Ziburis, beinonis, veidis. Then could I have to? I don't have an offer in the Gemara. A person only has karka, no money. Everything is invested. Only karka. Ziburis, beinonis, ve'idis. So now he only has ziburis.
What's a kamash
malon? Again, if he takes his kamash, I'm not mechuyev to be torech to get him. It's called kesef. Medin kesef.
I can only give it
to the other. It's not a gift, but again, it's within kesef. We're not going to the parsha of meitav.
I don't know, in the parsha of
kesef. It's a noch hashayle. We're going back to our chelik, what we're handling now. What? Kark, this is what Nochem says, kark is not working on shav kesef. This is the whole hesber, that kark is an andal sol tashlo. The din mile of kesef you don't have in karka. Till we could ask Akasha maybe how if you could be Kalashisha Bikarka. Anyway, Tesis says maybe you can. Same.
So
What?
So this nochas we explain again. Lama misrakis and what we try to bring out from Rashi. What is the komashvalon from the Gemara? Lefitesis was a salketaitoch in the hilchos of meitav. A guy that ran out of a meitav will have a salketaitoch that he has to work to get a meitav. Komashvalon, he doesn't have to work to get a meitav. Lefirash, we're talking a person that's not handling meita bichlal. He has shove kesef in the shaila. He's working with a track of kesef. If it's called kesef or not, salkedai doch. He has to bring real kesef, not shove kesef. Kamash malot. Aber if luyotzir, a person only has karkoes. If he has to be tereach or not, we don't have an offer in the gemara. This is what we mechadish now after the duch and the sugya. We mechadish as a chiddush. The welt fragt at zorich iun otzu. Tesis and the Vavamud base. Look at Tesis Vavamud base. Dibur Amaschil Kegoin, the first three lines. Four lines. The Ein Tzorich Liknois, Kedamrin Lekamon, Eilo Laziburis, Kulam Gavim Laziburis. Tesis had a tzad that if you don't have Meitav, you have to get Meitav. He has a Gemara, no? Eilo Laziburis, Kulam Gavim Laziburis. So there's a salkedaito that a person has to go to get a meitav. So no, he doesn't have to get a meitav. But Tesis had a tzad that every person that doesn't have a meitav, what he will have to do? To buy a meitav. Right? Is it right or not? It's mukhin Tesis. Vavumud beis. The first three lines. Tesis says that if a person, he's speaking about Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel, that the meitav of the mazik is less from the nizak. So if you have a kiva, you can give the meitav of the mazik. If you have a shmol, you can't. So if this is maybe I'll be mechuyev to go and buy, you're not mechuyev to go and buy. Frank the world, why this is not mitzayik? And I'm real medaftes, that there's no chiyuv to go to Bitorech, to get meitav. It's a sugya, and the vote. It's a sugya and daftes. There is no deed to get made up. Here, Tesis is down. He brings a raya. It's not a klor if it's a raya. Because if Elo Zibur, it could be that his Zibur is because made of the helmet. Why it doesn't say klor? Often the Gemara daftes. The third is because maybe you could learn the Gemara like Rashi. You read the Tesis, she tells it's a Gemara with daftes. Masha'enken. Why is that bringing a raya from the sugya? From the Amiroi. Why is there an offer in the Gemara that you're not mechuyev? The Torah says there's no offer in the Gemara. There's no offer in the Gemara. I want to go one more step in the sugya. The Goyen says a geoynes. The Goyen says a geoynes. I know it's very, very mechudash, but the Goyen makes it up on his own. The Goyen says he wants to offer a third pshat in the Gemara and Daftes. Nishken Rashi, Nishken Teisves. He feels that the Yad Rama learned like this pshat in the Gemara. And the Rambam will learn like this pshat in the Gemara. The Yad Rama, the Ruki Yosef, Bishem the Rama. Rama, it's in Rama. Yes, Hashem Barama. Zog the Goyen, I'm reading the Gemara in a new nigel. Omar Ravune, Oi Kesef. The best thing is Kesef. You don't have Kesef, Meitav. First money, then Karka. Oi Kesef. The big Goyen on the Rambam, we have it in the Kabbalah in the Rambam. As I said, Oy Kesef, no Kesef, Meitav. Eitzvi Rab Nachman, why after money Meitav? First Metaltalim. Yoshev le Rabbi Shev Kesef Afilu Subi. Hocham Ayaskinen Bedelesle. Yeah, if he doesn't have Metaltalim, then you go to Karka. Idelesle Pshite. If he doesn't have money, and he doesn't have metaltalim, for sure you go in the karka. What is the chiddush that you go in the karka? Fakel from Rashi. Lefi Rashi, what is Bedelesle? He doesn't have karka, and what he has? Metaltalim. So the son kedai toch. If he has to sell the metal dimona, the goyim is doing lo. Oy kesef. If not, you go to the karka. So the mono say, if he doesn't have money, he goes to the metal dimona. If he doesn't have that, if he doesn't have that, and he doesn't have that, and only has karka, then you go to the karka. If he only has karka, for sure, what do you want? Salkedai toch, he has to sell the karka and make money. Because the ikir is money. Kamash Malon, he could give the karka.
Why is putting them next to each other?
What?
Why is making them equal?
So the goyim reason. Oy kesef. Oy kesef. As nish kesef, meila. Frag the gemore, what happened to metaltelim? No, oy kesef. And if there's no kesef metaltelim, if there's no metaltelim, you go to karka. Freidig Mare, if a guy doesn't have it, he only has a karka, pshita that he gives karka. Pshita that he gives karka. Pshita that he gives karka. Zog de Goen, sal kedai toch, that he would have to sell the karka to organize money. So what is the pshat made of in the Teire? The Goen has two words. I would think a guy has to sell his ibulis to make money. Even to sell his best land to make money? Yes. He has to sell his best land. Aye. So the guy says like this. If the guy was selling, so why he has to sell his meitav? Sell his ziburis and make money. I would think if he manages to sell the ziburis, he has to sell. But if he can't sell, the meitav he could give like this. As long as the Torah knows, sell your meitav. Sal gedai toch, sell the ziburis. But if I have a meitav, I don't want to sell my meitav. I can't sell the ziburis. No one wants to buy. For sure, the best ever wants to buy. And I'm going to sell the best. I'll give you the shvach one. Kamash malos again. The Goyen says, the best thing is money. If not money, metaltelim. If not metaltelim, karka. So why do I didn't write it? No, but I meant karka means if there's nothing left, you go to karka. If there's nothing left, you go to karka pshite. I would think I have to sell the karka kumash malon. So what is the parsha of meitav? So the Goyen says like this. Person has three fields. Meitav, ziburis, or beinonis. Meitav ben ziburis. He tries to sell the ziburis, no one wants to buy. Tells the guy, no one wants to buy. What do you want me to do? No one wants to buy. You want to wait for a year. You want to wait for 2 years. Money I don't have. Metaltelim I don't have. Yeah? The God you allowed to leave, Mesal ben Baal Choyim. Yeah? And I don't have, I only have a ziburis, no one wants to buy. You want to wait, I'll take it. The guy said, what do you mean? No one wants to buy. I know that no one wants to buy. Try to sell your apartment in the top floor, that everyone will buy. So no, that I'm not planning to sell. I'm asking to sell the ziburis, so you want to wait? As long as the pasuk meitav, I could force you to sell even the better one. But this would be the pshat in the Torah and meitav. I could force you even to sell the kumash malon, you know, kumash malon, you could give the meitav. And a b'di'evit, you give meitav. All the truths are always there. Well, the Katchila with the Eben. They hold everything as the Katchila. He holds it with the Eben. What? Lefi Ravune, the Goen is not, Ravune is not Chayle. Very good. Ravune came to make order. Ravune came to make an order, and Rav Pope, Ravune with Rabbi Shua. Fakam, it's not another Teretz. It's not a Machlekes. We learned the sugya before, Kol Emile Meitav, came Ravuna and made an order. Instead of the Ramah telling us ourselves, instead of the Miki Yosef saying it, it's a sugya. It's a sugya, and Memele, we pass through the sugya like that. So it comes out the Givaldi Gezach. Sure, it comes out the Givaldi Gezach. Now we have Be'etzem, three drachim how to learn the sugya. We have the derech of teisvus, that salkedai toch, that I have to sell metaltelim to get meitav, to get money, or to get a karka. But salkedai toch, that I have to try to get a meitav. Lefi Rashi, the salkedai toch of the Gemara is that I have to sell to get kesef, bedin shavu kesef. But the guy to sell ziburis, to get a meitav is no gemara and that. And if you're going, there's another hook, no pshat in the gemara. But that's a Rambam. That the Yad Ramah, if you don't kilo, not the pshat the Yad Ramah paskind. Till now we're learning it's a machlekes Ravune, to a proper Rebbe Rabbi Shua. The Lishitos are two different sugyas. Rashi here like this, Rashi here like this. The Goyen goes and says, the Rama learns that his pshat is the pshat in Ravuna, a new teretz. Ravuna is a hesber in Rapa b'Darun and Rabbi Yeshua. The minute the Rama baskins it. Instead of saying, Ari, Taisa says Rapa is Basroi, Ravuna is Basroi. No, everyone is one sheet. Everyone is one sheet. And it comes out, if everyone is one sheet, if you're the Goyen, again, the Goyen is very big tzoro, but it's in Berg Zion, Berg Ches Aloch Yud, in the middle of the second parashat. Umeforesh, Mashikosav Shom Tesa Mudalev. Ravuna Omar Oy Kesef Rotsu Leimar. Im Yesh Loy Kesef, Yiten Kesef. Im En Loy Yiten Meitav. Kedepirish Arama. Eisvei, Hochem Haskim Deleisei Rotsu Leimar, She'en Leimina Metartelim. Ozo Omar Ravuna Shiten Meitav. Pshite. Mao the same as she is been a mate of Snois of Omro Toiro, and the Loike Pirish Rashi. And the Loike Pirish Rashi. And he says, the Goyen says, why he's saying it. He says, not because the Loshen, because again, Lefios is not a Kashi, but the Goyen Be'etzim had a Kashi. And the Rama says, what is better? Metaltalim or Karka? Lefi the Rama. What is better? Metaltalim or Karka? Lefi the Rama. Lefi the Rama. Metaltalim. How the Gemara has the sign here that he has to solve the Metaltalim? The Goyen calls it Svoras Afuchas. I can't mention it because when you ask it, you say, this is a Papa, this is a Ravune. But the Goyen doesn't know that there. So he's asking Svoras Afuchas. So because of that, he wants to make the Lefidi Yad Rama, it's one man to Rama. I'm saying again, I didn't mention this Kasha, because it was so close that they were going the whole time, Rapapa holds us within Kesef, they hold us two dinim, so you don't ask for us Afuchas. But the Goyen that didn't hear that, Shtikl Teira, so the Goyen is asking, for us Afuchas, what is better for a person? Karka or money? The Rama says, metaltali. The Gemara here says, as I said, you can't give metaltali, you have to give karka. The Gemara has a tzad here, you can't give metaltalim. The Yad Rama tells you when you have a karka, don't touch it. Give him metaltalim. And the Gemara here has a tzad, if you have metaltalim, you can't give it, you have to sell it. Svoris afuchos. We know it's not svoris afuchos. Dos is Rav Pope. Meitav is to get money. This is, Meitav is a chefze of good. Two different zachen.
We say svoris afuchos and tumadom.
He didn't learn that it's tumadom. We say svoris afuchos and tumadom, yes. Only if this is good for the machlekes, it's not svoras afuchas. So you can't, when the sugya is so good, you can't even ask svoras afuchas. It's not going to get one to the other. The Goyen doesn't know that. The Mele, he makes a ma'apeche to learn the Gemara of Anayim Mahalach. Stop it.